bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Joe Montone, here at Holy Spirit Radio. It is a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. My friends, today we're going to be talking about the Lord's Word and how it is intertwined in the WINGS program, trying to help our men who are incarcerated to find their faith, find basically their relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in Heaven. And so, in the WINGS program, we talk a lot about faith. We also use aviation analogies to help men to find their captainship and their manhood. But with the WINGS program, we are always intertwining the Word of God. And what God says to do and not to do becomes very important. And for many men who have never read the Word of God, never opened up the Bible, it is an introduction to, you know, the root of all great decisions, basing it on the Word of God. And so within the WINGS program, we look at our priorities first, and that is placing God first, and then you second, family third, work fourth, community service fifth, and hobbies and sports number six. We also look at balance, where we are feeding ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically. And so in those two priorities, we see that God becomes very important in maintaining balance and also in keeping our priorities straight. The stronger I am, the more I can do for my family, for my children, for the community, and the stronger my relationship with God, the stronger I am going to be. So it's important that we take a look at God's Word. And what He says to do and not to do is the focus of this segment of Finding God in Prison. So we're going to go into the book of Deuteronomy, and we're going to look at the commandments that God gave us through Moses on the top of Mount Sinai, which is very powerful. And from Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse number 6. Here's what it says about what the Lord says to do and not to do. Something we refer to in the WINGS program all the time, because we want our men to live a good life. We want them to be prepared for anything and everything that God has in store for them. And so who better to listen to than the Word of God? And so here it is from Moses. I, the Lord, am your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery. You shall not have other gods besides me. You shall not carve idols for yourselves in the shape of anything in the sky above, or on the earth below, or in the waters beneath the earth. You shall not bow down before them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, inflicting punishments for their fathers' wickedness on the children of those who hate me, down to the third and fourth generation, but bestowing mercy down to the thousandth generation on the children of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave unpunished him who takes his name in vain. Take care to keep holy the Sabbath day as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you may labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. No work may be done then, whether by you or your son or daughter, or your male or female slave, or your ox or ass, or any of your beasts, or the alien who lives with you. Your male and female slave should rest as you do. For remember that you too were once slaves in Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you from there with his strong hand and outstretched arm. That is why the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may have a long life and prosperity in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear dishonest witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not desire your neighbor's house or field, nor his male or female slave, nor his ox or ass, nor anything that belongs to him. And so, my friends, as we look at the commandments set forth by our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven, we have guidance and directions on how to proceed in family life, in business, in community service. We have guidance and directions on how to make great decisions. So knowing right from wrong becomes imperative for all of us. But in the Wings program, in dealing with men who are incarcerated or who are plagued with addiction, troubled with alcoholism or addiction to methamphetamine, cocaine, crack cocaine, fentanyl, heroin, it's important that they have an opportunity, my friends, to see the light. And it's through a relationship with God that we help men and women to find their faith and to start anew and get their lives in order from the bottom up. And this is important. Very often people have to get very low. They have to be in a place so low that there's nowhere else to go. And it could be in a 6x9 cell. It could be in an abandoned home where people are taking drugs. It could be in any situation, my friends, that will impact you and I to foster change. But this is, you know, a great moment today here at Holy Spirit Radio, talking about the Lord's commandments and what God says to do and not to do. And very often, people are confused where they are involved and engaged in things that God says not to do, and they are doing those things for years. So it becomes the norm. It becomes the status quo. And it seems acceptable. But God is watching our every word and action. He is watching how we proceed in daily life in what we call the 168, which is the total number of hours in a week. And this is an important topic, time management, in which we want only positive things to occur in our week, day in and day out. And so we look at managing our time in the proper way, where only positive things can be planned and carried out. There is no room for negativity, no room for negative people, no room for negative habit patterns. And what God says to do in the Word of God becomes the source of guidance, that we utilize. And he says many things, as we just read in the book of Deuteronomy. And we know that very often we see times, for example, where people are not honoring their mothers or fathers. And in the Wings program, sometimes we see people with many children who are incarcerated, who have lived a life that was less than honorable. So it becomes very difficult for a child to honor a mother or father who is involved with the dealings of drugs, or who is involved with theft, involved with addiction or alcoholism, and they become a negative role model. And so God has intended for us to become positive role models for our children and to teach them the right way to go. And he says this many different ways in the Word of God. But today we want to focus in on, again, those commandments that help us to make wise choices and great decisions. And so when he says to honor your father and your mother, it should be a great goal for all of us. Number one, as parents, to be honorable and to be honest with our children, to be sincere with our children, to be respectful with our children, to be accountable in word and action, to be reliable and dependable and trustworthy in our family life, so that we can be honored as parents because we earned it, we lived it out. But sometimes we are less than honorable. So can we raise the standard in daily life as parents and grandparents to live up to what God calls us to be as human beings, as men and women? God says the steps of a good man is an order from the Lord. And it's an order that we must comply with. It's not something we can choose not to do. So in the commandments, once again, we look forward to that day when our children can bless us by honoring us as we live up to the call as honorable mothers and fathers. We've had men in the Wings program who had to take care of their parents who were addicted to all kinds of drugs. Even as teenagers, they had to take care of their parents. So they were growing up with a disadvantage, a very difficult and challenging situation. We had even one time a man who was born in prison because his mother was an incarcerated female who had delivered a child in the Philadelphia Department of Prisons. So he was born in the prison system, lived there for 2 weeks, and then his grandmother raised him for the next 14 years. And I just tell you that, you know, can you imagine being a child of a woman who was incarcerated for many years and then being raised by your grandmother? And at 14, his grandmother, who had a boyfriend at the time, and he did not get along with the young man, and so they kicked him out. And over the years, he spent close to 25 years of time in the Philadelphia Department of Prisons for various things as a young man growing up with an incarcerated mother. But I just tell you, once again, living up to the calling to be honorable as parents, it takes work. It takes discipline. It requires time and a relationship with God and an adherence to what God says to do and not to do. If we look at the commandments once again, we see that many of the men have violated the commandment that says, "You shall not steal." And this is a big problem with the men who are incarcerated, because greed is very prominent amongst men and women in the Wings program. Many years ago, we were in Trenton, New Jersey, doing the program for 15 women who were in a pre-release program, a nonviolent offender focused program. And if you were nonviolent, you could get out 90 days early. And there are over 1,250 men and women in the prison, in the prison system, who were earned the right to be in this pre-release program in New Jersey. And so one of the women said to me, "Mr. Montone, you know, I have a degree in accounting." I said, "Really?" I said, "That's fantastic." I said, "How did you get here?" She said, "Well, I embezzled $70,000. And, you know, I spent the last 4 years incarcerated because of it." Once again, what God says not to do is important. Thou shalt not steal. Maybe someone could have reminded her of his commandment many years ago. It would have saved her 4 years of her life. And because she was incarcerated for this crime, embezzling $70,000 and as an accountant for a company, she could no longer practice as an accountant because of this. So she loses her career on top of the 4 years of time while incarcerated. Again, decision making is so important, and we use the commandments as a great source of decision making, because there'll be consequences for doing what God says not to do. And this is important, my friends. So as we go through it, though, there are many different examples of men who are incarcerated, women who are incarcerated for theft. If we move into another commandment, which is focusing on adultery, and this weekend's gospel is about the woman who was caught in an adulterous situation, and how, you know, God talks about no one should judge her. And no one had judged her after the Lord basically stood by her. And the Lord gave her his blessing and said, you know, go and sin no more. But the adulterous affair can be destructive to an entire family. And this is important that we, again, try to line up with what God says to do and not to do, and to avoid this moment of destruction. Recently, I met a young man who was about 26, 27 years old. And one day, his father came home and told his mother and his children that he had fallen in love with another woman and was going to leave. And he did. And he walked out that night. And it was devastating. It was an abrupt departure. Can you imagine the hearts within the children and within the parent, the mother, the wife, how they felt with this kind of an abrupt departure, and having the knowledge that this individual, who was the father of three children, the husband of this woman, is going to depart tonight. And so, you know, God will never bless that kind of a situation as he moves forward into that new relationship. You know, God says a man will leave his mother and father and to join his wife, and the two become one flesh, and they'll be fruitful and multiply in the context of a marriage. And when there's an adulterous affair, adultery is present, everybody loses. It's a lose-lose situation. Everybody's impacted in so many ways. And God knows that. It can only bring bad feelings, hard feelings, and broken hearts that go on for months and years. And so if we can avoid this kind of a situation, it would be, you know, a positive impact on our futures. And it's a teaching moment, my friends, where if you're the victim as a child growing up in a situation where your parents were divorced because of an affair, it doesn't mean that you and I have to go through the same. We can avoid it, and God will help us to do that if we allow him to come into our lives by building a strong personal relationship with Jesus Christ, where we are focused on the Word of God, on lining up with what God says to do and not to do, and avoiding the hardships, the tragedies that many people have to endure. And it's critical, my friends, because we have seen a lot of tragedy amongst families in the WINGS program. We've seen many kinds of examples of that, but our job is to learn from the mistakes of ourselves and other people, and to help people to avoid it in the future, to gain wisdom from the past and to use it to live a good life as we rebuild for our men. So again, as we look back on the commandments, we see that in the priorities of life, where God is first, we utilize that number one priority to set the tone of doing things right for ourselves, for our families, for our work environment, for a community service. It's all important because we're impacting people with every action that we take. And God says to treat others as you would like to be treated. You know, well, if you apply the commandments in that situation, would you like someone to take $70,000 from your corporation? Would you like someone to take your husband and have her way with him and leave you by yourself? So we treat others as we would like to be treated, the golden rule. This is the practical application of God's word, of the commandments in daily life. It's not just an abstract teaching. It's the real deal. We've got to be careful what we're doing. And God, you know, tells us in many ways, you know, that we need to love him with all our hearts, our minds, our soul, and our strength. And with that relationship, God gives us the ability to love other people. And this is how we proceed in the WINGS program. And one of the challenges people have in going forward with the commandments is that they have never been habit patterned to live that way. And this is where God will help us to do it. If we allow him to come into our lives, spending quality time with him in prayer, private prayer, group prayer, a prayer from the heart, a formal prayer, the Our Father prayer, the prayer the Lord taught us. It's all important. The key is to have that relationship intact. So for the men and women who are coming home from incarceration and beginning a new life, this is important. It's guidance and direction to live by. For the men and women coming out of recovery homes, who have been plagued with failure in recovery for years, they have lost homes and families and automobiles and jobs, they've lost credibility, God will help you to restore your stability and your credibility. But we've got to do things his way, not our way. God calls us to a higher standard. He does not call us to a low standard. God says to strive to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So the standards are high. And that's where we want to be. We don't want to be in a mediocrity situation. A situation where everything's acceptable. And the standards are hard to identify. God calls us to raise the standards today, my friends, And as we apply the commandments to daily life, each one of those commandments that we read through in the book of Deuteronomy is important. And we need to do our very best, you and I, during the season of Lent, to raise the standard and to get a little bit closer to perfection. And we never get there, but we try to do it, because wouldn't you think that it's going to be pleasing to our Lord if we were trying to do our very best to uphold the commandments that our Father in heaven has given us? Wouldn't it be pleasing to the Lord if we were married for 50 years, 60 years to one woman, and were fruitful and multiplied and help our children to do the same? Wouldn't it be pleasing to our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven if we all kept holy the Sabbath day and the churches were full and people were reverent when they came in and reverent throughout the service and through the Mass? Wouldn't it be pleasing to the Lord, my friends, if our world was welcoming the Word of God into their homes, into their businesses, versus rejecting the Word of God, rejecting what God says to do and not to do, ignoring the Word of God? It's up to you and I, my friends, to raise the standards where God's Word is concerned, and to help our children to become advocates of the same. Because the children are truly the future. And in the Wings program, my friends, we have had all kinds of men and women in our program. Men with 10 children from 8 different women. And men with 27 kids. All kinds of stories. And the children are our future. But without adherence to the commandments, the children are starting off with several strikes. And it's hard. Like the man who was born in prison, whose mother was incarcerated, can you imagine the deficit that he had growing up? Just the challenges of visiting a mother in prison is very hard. Let alone the situations that he had to encounter, the voids he had because of no parents. So I put this out there for you today, my friends, because this is important, and I want you and I, my friends, to work together to raise the standards in family life and to apply the commandments, what God says to do and not to do, every day. God bless you, my friends, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's our show for today. Have a great day, my friends. Enjoy your Lenten season, and God bless.